From sprains to fractures, get expert care quickly at the University of Kansas Health System. Walk-in orthopedic care is open weekdays, 8 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Saturdays, 8 to 2, at I-435 and Null. Learn more at kansashealthsystem.com/orthopedics.
Welcome back. You're in the program here on Sports Radio 810 WHB as we're live at Radio Row. Super Bowl 52 and an unbelievable story we want to bring you right now. The story of Rod Carew, who is a household name when it comes to the sport of baseball, and a household name here in Minneapolis for his great days with the Twins. But a story that is unbelievable. I had no idea until I found out. Also with us is Mary and Ralph Brulin. So, guys, thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
Of course.
Yeah. It's good to be here.
Is it good? By the way, is it always -7 in the morning in Minneapolis, Minnesota, or was that safe for those of us that are just coming here?
I think it was safe for all the people who are coming here.
Yeah. It is cold. Let's Mr. Carew, let's talk about Mary and Ralph and why we're here. This is an amazing story. You're here because of their son.
Yes, I received Conrad's heart and kidney. That's why I'm alive today.
And unbelievable. And obviously losing a child, guys, I can't even imagine. I'm an organ donor. You think about it like, hey, it's just the right thing to do. But how does it affect you when you realize that what is such a tragic loss, actually you see somebody else living on because of your son? Ralph?
Yeah, it does help knowing that from something so terrible that something positive is happening. And especially in Rod's case, we see that firsthand. We get to see him and we see the progress he's made. And, a little bit more than a year now since the transplant. And he's looking so good. And more than that, all the other people that could potentially be saved through organ donation is a tremendous platform that we have, and so we're trying to make the best of that and urge people to consider at least becoming organ donors, so many of those out there don't pass away waiting for a match.
Yeah, I'd go a step further than consider. I'll tell you, you damn well better do it. I mean, that's a no-brainer to me and my family. And, it just seems obvious, but to see a story and see someone actually, I hear about the stories. I've never actually met someone who was living because of that. Mary, did you know who Rod Carew was before you heard the story?
Oh, yes. Really? I was the tomboy, I guess. I was really into sports, played sports. I wasn't into dolls and girly things, so I was always with my brothers, included in going to different games. I grew up on baseball, basketball, football. And my dad would take me to the Angel game, being from Southern Cal. And Rod Carew was always one of my favorite players, and my dad's as well. I just made this connection. Maybe he up there helped the Lord decide that Conrad's heart needed to go to Rod.
Yeah.
Because this was not a coincidence. Somehow there was a God wink saying that, Rod needs a heart. Conrad, you get his heart. But, I grew up knowing who Rod Carew was, absolutely.
Your son Conrad was a professional athlete himself, a tight end.
He played in the NFL.
Yeah, I mean, What in your family inspired you to say, had you always been organ donors?
I myself had always been an organ donor, but on April 1st of 2016, 7 months before his aneurysm showed, Conrad was filling out his driver's license renewal form, and he got to the page that says, do you want to be an organ donor? So he looked up from it, and he says, Mom, should I be an organ donor? And I said, Conrad, I can't make that decision for you. That is a decision that's got to come from you and from your heart. And he looked up again. He says, Mom, are you one? And I said, yes, I've always been. Well, my parents were always organ donors. When they passed, their corneas and different parts were donated. So he paused for like a brief second and said, I'm going to do it. And he checked the box, stuck it in the mail. And I remember thinking, gosh, I hope it never, ever comes to that.
Right.
And 7 months later, it did. And that's where we are today. My word for the whole thing is bittersweet.
Right.
Bitter. I lost my son, and it's the tragedy I'll never get over, but sweet that it went to such a beautiful and deserving man and family.
Ralph, were you a donor yourself?
Yes.
Yeah? Was it with anything you talked to other people about? Is it something you were really passionate about? Or is it just kind of, hey, it's the right thing to do, okay, I'll check it? Or you've given it a lot of thought?
Well, especially since this all, I've been a real strong advocate of that and discuss that with people when I have a chance. And I'm a physician, so I review that with my patients as well to see if that's something they would consider doing. It's a very personal thing, but most people, when they really think about it and see the benefit and the potential life savings, then they come around and say, you know what, how can I not do that? You know, and like from Conrad alone, the 75 people benefited from his organs or tissues, which is unbelievable. So, you know, you think about the ripple effect of all of those people, the loved ones of those people that are saved, whether it's their children or their spouses, their parents. I mean, it has such a tremendous far-reaching impact. It's just hard to quantitate. And every person that signs up, there's a potential another match and another save. So, you know, this can happen immediately. And as soon as that person is available, it has an immediate impact. It's just it's an unbelievable thing.
It is absolutely incredible. We're talking to Mary and Ralph Rulins, who tragically lost their son, Conrad, and his organs. You said 75?
75.
75 people. They have helped. The heart of Conrad is in you, Rod Carew. Tell me, what's it like, first of all, being on that waiting list? A lot of times people don't get off that waiting list. What's the feeling like knowing you need a heart?
Well, you know, you hope that something positive will come of it. And I am so grateful, you know, because I had asked the doctors to find me a young 29-year-old person with a heart, 29-year-old heart, never realizing that it would include Conrad. But when I got his heart, I was happy. You know, it was something that I knew that I could continue trying to help other people in their lives, save their lives, make things better for them, allow them to realize their dreams. So it was very important, you know, and the Rulin family, you know, Mary and Ralph and the other boys, we've all become one family now, you know, because wherever I go, Conrad's going to go.
Right.
And he's going to be smiling along with me that, hey, we saved another life today, you know, so it's a great feeling.
And Mary and Ralph, your bravery is unbelievable, really. Is it hard? Is it joyous to sit here and see Rod? And Rod, I would think there would almost be a sense of guilt. You know, how do you cope with?
It is a plethora of emotions, okay. Definitely. And the first thing I told Rhonda is I said, you will not feel guilty about this. Conrad was not going to survive. I'm glad that his heart went to such a good family and such a good man. So I'm hoping there's no guilt involved. You know, it's not like they did anything to procure this heart. So the plethora of emotions, of course, you know, we're still going through intense grief, and I think I will for the rest of my life.
Yes.
But there's also the magical feeling, of knowing that there's a part of Conrad still down here on Earth, and he is still, even from above, all of this is because of Conrad. I mean, I wouldn't be sitting here if it weren't for him giving this final gift, and this was his final message to the world. And it's a good one. It's a big one.
Incredible. Rod, what you met the family. What were you feeling? What were your emotions?
Well, I remember I knew that the girls were cooking up something for us to get together. And I remember when I lost my youngest daughter, how hard it was, you know, to lose a child. And I thought of Mary and Ralph because it's not the easiest thing to handle. But, you know, as time went on and we became one great family, I became more appreciative of them. You know, Conrad and I are put here to save lives. So whenever we travel and we can save another life or two, you know, we'll do it with a smile on our face and say, yeah, we just, you know, we came together and two brothers did something good, you know. So I think God put us together for that reason. You know, he had a big heart, and I love people, and I enjoy being with people. So it's been great.
It's unbelievable. Use the term we, you know, I mean, you and Conrad.
Yeah.
That's
we're traveling this earth together.
Yeah.
And it was all done by our friend upstairs, my God.
Yes.
So.
Yes. You know, Ralph, I'm curious, did a sports fan knew who Rod Carew was?
Absolutely.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You know, how did you find out that he was going to be the one to receive the heart of Conrad?
Well, it's...
I mean, is something that normal that you know?
No, absolutely not.
Okay.
It's, you know, something that, you know, was in the media, you know, when Conrad passed, and then Rod, you know, was obviously in the media, both of them, and we were hearing reports, and other people were actually hearing reports, and then we weren't so much in the, we were sort of in a fog at that point after, but friends of ours, and, you know, at the vigil and at the funeral, people were already talking to us saying, do you think it's Rod? And we were thinking, what do you kind of mean? And, you know, we didn't really put it all together.
Right.
And then I guess, you know, Rhonda, Rod's wife, was saying that on their way to the hospital, when they said they had a heart for him, that she was getting texts from people saying, do you think it could be Conrad? So, you know, and then looking at that, you know, and then Mary here went on the internet, was doing some research, and everything kind of lined up in terms of a man, you know, Conrad passed away at UCLA Medical Center, so they talked about where he came from, what his age was, and then, you know, talked about Rod Carew, and, you know, and so, you know, he just connected the dots, and then, you know, Mary made a phone call to the organ donation One Legacy in Los Angeles and asked the question, you know, because usually you have to wait at least a year. And this is like, you know, not even 2 months out. And she called and asked the question directly, is this what happened? And they said, yes. And it's magical, they said. And so then through a mutual friend, we made contact. Mary made contact with Rhonda. And then we decided to get together.
How fast is the turnaround from the passing of Conrad to Rod being under, you know, sedation and the surgery? How fast is that?
So Conrad was pronounced brain dead on December 12th. The aneurysm burst on December 1st. He was in the hospital 2 days after Thanksgiving, the 26th. Conrad's vigil was on December 22nd, funeral on December 23rd. Before the end of January, because people were coming up to us at the funeral and the vigil, and already before the end of January, so we're talking a month and a half maybe, I was sure of it. There was no doubt in my mind. And when I called Rhonda, she says, no, Mary, it can't be because, Rod has a different blood type. And I said, Rhonda, Conrad was O negative. He's the universal donor. He could donate to anybody, plus the tissue match and all of that stuff. It was, and then when she found, because then she asked, what blood type did he get the heart from? And they said, oh, I thought it was an AB or whatever. And they said, oh, no, but he got it from an O. And so, I mean, just everything lined up. It was within less than 2 months.
Were you asking how long it took until the transplant took place?
Yeah.
Oh, that
was
four days. Yeah,
four days.
Yeah.
4 days.
So
he kept his body alive.
He was kept alive on life support. And then the surgery actually happened about 4 days after his passing.
I'm sorry, I misunderstood it.
No. Listen, and you mentioned the 75 people last question because I know we got to wrap up. And you got a lot of people to talk to that I want you to talk to because what an incredible message. 75 people, how long are people still receiving things? I don't know. You know, I'm not a doctor.
I can't answer that.
Cause well, the tendons and corneas and stuff, I'm sure they save them. So.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So, you know, the organ donation company that... You know, they orchestrate all this, so I can't answer that question. But, yeah, some of the things
can
be stored for a while. Oh, absolutely.
Well, listen, I know you got a lot of people to talk to, and I want you to talk to everybody. I'm huge on the organ donorship, and I didn't even know that's what I was going to be talking about today when they booked the interview. Let me just say, Rod, it's great to meet you, first
Thank
of all,
you.
As a big
Thank
baseball
you.
Fan. But I'm blown away by you guys, and your courage is remarkable. So,
yeah, thank you. It's not always easy, but it's the good message. It's the right thing to do. It's coming from our badass angel.
Yeah, and we hope that people understand, you know, that that ticker is really important to take care of, you know. And sometimes I think we look at ourselves on the outside. We have to start looking on the inside and making sure that the inside is also being taken care of. So we're thankful that we can share our story and help others.
Well, again, Rakaru, thank you so much for your time. Mary, Ralph, I have no words. So, and thank you to Conrad. And thank you for being so brave to share this message.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.